We had beds to sleep in it, and we had good food, we had medical care, we had good education because the classes were so small when we got to high school.
That's right.
And we got that sense of belonging to each other as children. We learnt to tolerate a lot of things. We had none of this prejudice with colour, religion, whatever. Because you knew
we were all Presbyterians, weren't we?
Oh, no, we, not everybody. But we used to think it was wonderful. We had some Roman Catholics who used to tell us about their religion. And we thought, well, that's interesting, you know.
And it used to sneak down, though. I remember the Greek Orthodox, the Mashiach boys came to the orphanage, and their sister had just died, and their father had divorced, or mother had died, I'm not sure, and they brought them to the orphanage, and they were really cut up, they didn't like it at all. But they produced a photograph of their sister, who had been photographed before the burial or whatever. And that really had Greek Orthodox. You know, the kids were all saying, really, Greek Orthodox, look what they do, you know. And this sort of attitude. Whereas with the Analects, Aboriginal, nobody ever thought about an Aboriginal. The Gusts, they used to call bloke Nigger Gust. Remember Nigger Gust and his sister?
No. So they were Aboriginal.
Yes. Oh, and the Analects were they? I didn't know they were. I mean, I know what they look like. I remember them well. Yes. But I didn't know. But
Ethel. Mm. She came to a girl, Ethel Analects. She wore glasses.
Yes. But we didn't have anything like that. We thought, tricky. Oh, this is wonderful. It was quite exciting if there was someone Scottish or, you know. Mm. And we shared things like this. We actually. You learnt dancing,
yes.
But we all learned to dance because when the children came home, the ones that had learnt dancing would come home and we'd all learn whatever you'd learnt, you know, for the week. And so we were sort of teaching each other all the time, all sharing in. We were very tolerant because you also heard stories of, because children do discuss things. And at a very early age, I was quite aware there were children who actually came. You could say, off the streets because of what children tell each other. And when you haven't experienced that yourself, sit up and listen because it's different. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know why it is, but, you know, you share so much when it's children growing up.
Yes, obviously you have quite a lot of understanding and compassion, I guess, for one another.
It was more private and specific about people because it wasn't... You know, people get a general idea about Asians or a general idea about Aboriginals, whatever. A refos, at the time it was refos. But the actual persons themselves were all considered on their own personal merits.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they were this or that or the other.
No, colour or creed. It was
on the personal relationships.
And that was because you were living in a self-contained...
Because we were all in the same boat, I think it all boils down to, is that we were all children who didn't have parents, and survival is the strongest thing on this earth. And I think that we, as children, were surviving by, you know, being so close to each other. And there was no reason to sort of say, oh, well, he's black or he's white or she went to this church or whatever or his mum did that or... Because we all shared our little experiences that we could remember.
Did you miss your brothers and sisters here?
Dreadful.